Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says more than 700 Palestinians have been killed overnight by Israeli airstrikes, the highest 24-hour death toll in Israel's two-week-old military campaign in Gaza, as pressure grows for more aid to be allowed into the enclave. The Israeli military confirmed it had hit more than 400 Hamas militant targets and killed dozens of its fighters overnight in response to a deadly cross-border attack on October 7. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the fight against Hamas is not just one for Israel.
If Hamas emerges victorious, we will all lose. Europe will be endangered. Everyone will be endangered. Civilization will be endangered. If Hamas loses and is defeated, then the forces of civilization win. That is why this battle is not merely our own. It's Europe's battle. It's America's battle. It's civilization's battle. It's the battle for the heart and soul and the future of the Middle East and the Arab world.
With international aid agencies warning of a humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in Gaza, French President Emmanuel Macron flew to Israel to offer its support. Mr. Macron told Mr. Netanyahu France stands with Israel in its war with Hamas, but that it must not fight without rules.